What was initially planned as a demonstration to demand the liberation of jailed independence leaders turned into a mass protest of Spain's decision Saturday to impose direct rule over the northeastern region of Catalonia.
The Spanish government is engaging in authoritarian drift, which is pushing it closer to dictatorship. It is no longer a debate on independence, but rather on democracy. We will keep taking to the streets. We will keep calling for the liberation of the two presidents, and we hope to reach a solution.
Our self-government has been in place for centuries, and now they want to suspend it. Well, look around you. All these people, they will never be able to put an end to our government.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy Saturday announced he was requesting approval from the Senate to activate an article of the Constitution which will enable the suspension of Catalonia's executive and the holding of elections within a period of 6 months.
What needs to be done now in order to face these extreme measures is to intensify pressure and public mobilization to get the attention of the EU and convince the state to sit and negotiate. Applying 155, the penal code, and throwing people behind bars will only deepen the conflict, not the contrary.
A couple of weeks ago, we had high hopes in Europe. At least I had high hopes. But now they all have sided with Spain. I believe that if Catalonia suffers a severe economic downturn in the days to come, and it is a rich country, perhaps then Europe will feel the heat too and may decide to step in.
Catalonia's President Carles Puigdemont condemned Rajoy's plan Saturday night and called on Parliament and the public to respond. Parliament Speaker Carme Forcadell, whose authority is also targeted by the new measures, described Article 155 as no less than a coup d'etat.
By removing Carles Puigdemont, Mariano Rajoy has dismissed a major interlocutor in his standoff with Catalonia. He is now faced with the masses who view Puigdemont as their legitimate leader. And it will not be easy to talk to an angry street. Cusay Kadri, Press TV, Barcelona.